This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
Come and let them know, Culture, Polly, Pablo, you know. Now introducing the man of the hour, ooh. Big O, a.k.a. Orlando Walser Gary, yeah.
All right, we are now ready to rock. Good morning, boys and girls. Hope you're doing well out there. I am feeling good on a Wednesday. Hopefully we get less rain, right? I mean, I think we've had enough rain. Although it was funny listening to the mayor of Miami, like, well, we've been putting millions of dollars into our sewer system and trying to eliminate all this, and I'm surprised that there's and that corner of Brickell and 8th Street that is like always a lake. It's been a lake forever, you know what I mean? And I just love our politicians are like surprised.
The last hurricane, that's exactly where we went in my buddy's big Tacoma truck, and we were right there where that worst spot was. And that's, straight up,
always
3 or 4 foot of water,
always. Always.
The one block off of Brickell.
Always.
Back there. Dude, always. Right on the bay. Yes.
Always.
3-4 foot of water.
Always. And so it's been one of those deals, and I hope we don't get any more rain, because obviously if you live in Sweetwater or Hialeah or Miami Springs or all those famous places that get
Doral.
Doral that just are, you know, whatever.
Bring a boat or your Jacuzco scuba suit.
And hell, I feel sorry for the Fort Sewardale people, because in Fort Sewardale, it's like, you know, they've got crap coming out onto the streets all the time now. In Fort Sewardale, they overflow with crap and now water, too, on top of all. Well, because, you know, of course, there is no global warming going on. And of course, our seas are not, you know, going higher and higher. You know, no, not at all. You know, no, of course not. But anyway, so be safe out there. Hopefully we'll get less rain today. Maybe no rain, although it doesn't seem like, although we are now, right? We're really in the summer now. So it's every afternoon we're going to get pounded, because that's kind of the MO. But man, it was brutal at times yesterday, so I feel bad. I've been really lucky the last couple of days. Even all weekend, I didn't go anywhere. I only had to go to the corner or whatever, so I was really lucky that I haven't had to really travel at all. Like, tomorrow will be the first time I travel out of my house since last Friday that I left Acura. That's it. Seriously. Since I left Acura on Friday, we will then go to Toyota tomorrow. That's it. Outside of that, I haven't left my neighborhood, which I'm super happy. I have no problem with that, really. I'm not one of those people that, oh my God, I'm trapped up, my world is going to end. No, dude, eventually this stuff will subside, it will go away, and then I can get my life back on track again. And then you guys can bitch about me going out to concerts too much. I always love those people. There's always that person that says, you go to too many concerts. You travel
too
much.
There is no such thing.
I know, but it's like, why would that bother you? I always wondered that person that, like, why are you always going to concerts? What is wrong with you? Don't you stay with your family? I'm like, yeah, I live with my family, but I can leave and go to concerts, can't I? It's always fun. I always think that person secretly is just jealous or something like that, right? Or, you know, they're pissed that I'm out somewhere, you know? Anyway, so eventually, folks, we'll get through this, okay? Everything will blow over, and we'll overcome this virus like others in the history of time. It'll take some time, but eventually we'll get through it. And when we do, we'll get back to our lives again, and we'll get to enjoy time and enjoy everything that we like to enjoy. Normally, that's all. Remember, when they give you, when they tell you, hey, you can go back out to do things, just do them responsibly, man. That's all. You know, that's all. Just be responsible throughout the process, and I think we'll be all right. I think the cases will continue, the death rate will continue to go down. But if we, you know, do some of the stupid things we saw this weekend, then, you know, that's the part that I fear, that after all of this, we do all the stupid things to put us back into quarantine again. You know what I mean? And it's not a matter of, oh, they're taking my rights away or anything like that. It's just, we got to try to save people, you know? And so that's the only thing that I fear. The Stephen Ross soundbite, do you have it there, Bill? Stephen Ross came out with a declaration that there's going to be an NFL season. A couple of days ago, he was on MSNBC or CNBC. I forgot. I always get those two confused, man. If I see something on one of their channels and then I have to reference to it, I always get confused. Did I watch MSNBC or CNBC? Why do they do that to me? Why did you guys have to do everything so close? CNBC and MSNBC. Anyway, so there is Stephen Ross either on MSNBC or CNBC, one of the two. I forgot which one it is. I'm going to say CNBC, actually. But go ahead, play Stephen Ross there talking about that there's going to be an NFL season.
I think there definitely will be a football season this year. The real question is, will there be fans in the stadiums? I think right now today, we're planning on having fans in the stadiums. But I think the NFL is looking at, and is very flexible, so that we will be able to start on time and really, you know, bring that entertainment that's really so needed to all of us in this country. I mean, I think there's one thing that we, you know, we really miss is our sports. And I don't think a lot of people realize it until they no longer have it. But certainly the NFL, I think, will be ready to go. And I think we're all looking forward to it. I know I am. We've done a lot of things down in Miami here, and we're prepared either way. And hopefully there'll be fans in the stadiums.
Let's hope so, that there'll be fans in the stadium. But now Stephen Ross is making this claim in late May. And he's saying the right things. Like I told you a couple days ago, the NFL can be aggressive in their nature about this because everybody else gets to make their mistakes before the NFL takes the field. So they have guinea pigs in place. But to say that there's going to be an NFL season, I would not put that as a 100% certainty. Now, what's 100% is that the NFL is trying to make it an NFL season. What's 100% is that the NFLPA is trying to make it an NFL season. But again, the virus and where we're at is really how you behave is really what's going to determine if the NFL comes back. The idiots in Daytona will force the NFL to never come back this year. The idiots in the Ozarks, on top of each other, they will be forcing the NFL to not come back this year. If we go at that pace, okay, and that's not, there were several instances all over of people that were not quarantining, or not quarantining, were not maintaining social distance, and they weren't even wearing masks. Hundreds and thousands of people that weren't even wearing any masks. And so that's really what's going to determine if we're going to get back. Again, Stephen Ross can make that declaration, and he's right. But really, he doesn't know. Because he doesn't know how the rest of us are going to behave, how we're actually going to handle this from here on out, and how we're going to handle getting back out on the streets. And if people are going to be on top of each other, then we're going to start spreading the virus. You know, the good thing is the death rate is still going down. Okay. You know, there's some pockets that there's been an uptick, but that's okay. That's kind of to be expected. The question is, does it get crazy? And then if the hospitals start getting loaded back up again, then everything gets shut down again. You know what I love is that the people complaining about their so-called freedoms, because it's really not about that, then go out irresponsibly out on the streets and then end up causing problems for everybody because they could end up, you know, creating, and it's really not a second wave. It's just we continue to extend the first wave. Because we haven't killed the first wave yet. So how can there be a second wave if we're still in the middle of the first wave? I love how we're coming up with these things like, well, the second wave. Wait a minute. The first wave's not done yet, dude. So how can there be a second wave? It's just, this is a big-ass wave that we keep, we're not shutting it down. So the same people that complain about their so-called freedoms are the ones that are going out and are at the Ozarks pool, or they're in Daytona Beach making it rain in the middle of the street and everybody's on top of each other. And then when the case is, if it happens and it goes back up again and there's a spike, and then we're back to quarantine again, the same people are the ones complaining. It's the same group of individuals. The ones that caused the problems and the ones that created the problems are the ones that are complaining about it. And they're the ones that created the situation. It just, because I bet that's how it is. Guaranteed, man. It's like the people that said, you got to draft Tua, right? Because, no, you got to do it. But then when he breaks down, then they're going to rip the team for drafting Tua. And it's like, you can't have it both ways, dude. You know, like, I can't ever rip the Dolphins for taking Tua. Because I understand you've got 14 freaking picks. If the kid hits, great. If he doesn't, that's fine, man. You still had 13 other picks that you could have made yourself a great draft. So whether Tua hits or not, like I've said, you got to have a great draft. One way or the other, the rest of these players, they got to hit on a whole bunch of them. And if you hit on Tua, obviously, if you hit on Tua, it really doesn't matter what happens after with the other 13. Considering how bad we are at quarterback for 20 years, that alone becomes a great draft just by hitting on Tua. But we can't pick, like, I've said this over and over again. I've never slammed the Dolphins for drafting Chad Henne. And I wasn't a Chad Henne guy. I was not a Chad Henne guy. I didn't want Chad Henne. But I understood the pick where it was taken. Always. I've always said that. Like, I get it. He's a four-year starter, had over 10,000 yards, had some big games, actually ended his career with a huge game against Florida in like a spread-style offense that people were like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, he threw like 400 yards in that game. So at the 50th pick in the draft, I was like, okay, the dude's got all the talent. He could play at this level with the talent. The Lord blessed him with the talent to play at this level. So in the second round, you know, it's not a bad try at a quarterback. And if you fail, so what, man? You move on, you get to go get another one. I've had that same mentality for years. Just go find another one. Keep unearthing one quarterback after. Eventually, one of them's going to be a golden nugget. You know? That's it. I feel like for Dolphin quarterbacks, I haven't had a golden nugget. Like, I haven't seen the golden nugget on the corner of Flagler and 27th Avenue in decades. I just lost about 99% of you out there that are watching. There's what, 62? I'd be surprised if one or two of you at least knew what the golden nugget was on 27th Avenue in Flagler. Anyway, right across from Sambo's. 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. You can also reach out to me on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us there as always. And, of course, you can reach out here on the YouTube chat board. We got the super chat going on, as always. You see it there. But, of course, those of you that are downloading, which is the major portion of our audience, you can also reach out to us on email, orlando@bigoradioshow.com. All right? There you go. What do we got here? Let's do a little roll call here. George Arthur says, aloha, Big O. Good morning, everybody. It's been a while. Got to catch up the last seven shows. Well, thank you, George. Appreciate you chiming in, my man. Frank Rivero says, NFL brings in way too much money not to start its season. Companies will always put people's health at risk for profit. Yep, you are correct. But there is a players' union. So if there are people at risk, the players union can also fight that, which is, you know, the very important part of it. Tommy Italian 305 for life is in the house. Thank you, sir. Ian from Brooklyn is also in the house. Richard McClain says, Big O, Tua, I think the Dolphins should treat Tua like he's never been injured because playing not to get hurt will get you hurt anyway. Yes, but that has nothing to do with it. You still have to put him in a good environment. Right now, there is not a good environment for the Dolphins because they don't have an offensive line in sync. They don't have a running game in sync. They don't have an offense in sync. That's what the big picture is. It's not about whether you play him or don't play him. That theory doesn't fly, my brother. It's about doing the right thing and going. Look, they went about it by tearing it down to the bone like I wanted. I've been wanting an organizational enema for almost two decades now. I've been using that term, organizational enema. Okay? They finally did the organizational enema. So you can start from scratch. They got all these draft picks now so they can load up on young players. They've traded and drafted two quarterbacks in the first 2 years of this rebuild. They've done everything absolutely right. So you don't hurry the process now by saying, okay, well, now let's throw Tua in there. Like I keep telling you guys, there's a process to all of this. The next process now is establishing the offense. You've established the culture. Flores did that already. So now everybody knows what the lay of the land is and what the laws are, and people that are coming in now will follow what the guys that were here last year will tell them what you have to do. And guys like Kyle Van Noy that have been a part of this kind of stuff will also assist in all of this. Now you establish the offense. And now you got to establish the offensive line. And then you got to establish the running game. And then you can say, all right, now let's put Tua in here because the receivers know what they're doing. The tight end knows what he's doing. The offensive line knows what he's doing. The running back knows what he's doing. Now we can give our guy who's coming off a hip injury the proper protection and the proper structure in order to succeed. This isn't about the whole mental masturbation about the excitement of having Tua just on the field. It's not about just let's go put him out on the field. Okay? This is not about that. Let them take their time in this process. That's what this is all about. Why are we going to hurry any of this up? You know? It just doesn't make any sense to hurry any of this up. We're not going anywhere this year. It's not a Super Bowl team. So let's take it easy. It's only Tua's first year. In fact, this is what you want. You want to establish everything. Maybe you can play him in the second half of the season, play him for a few games, get him comfortable, build up the confidence, and then you have a real offseason. With all the mini camps in there, the training camp, 2 years of experience, and then a third draft. And now you've got Tua primed in year two to really go out there and play well because you have established everything and you've taken the proper procedure in order to get there. But if you want to rush everything, then you're never going to get there. And you may end up getting the kid hurt and setting him back. Because you threw him out there when Austin Jackson wasn't ready. You threw him out there when Hunt wasn't ready. When whoever, it doesn't matter, whatever lineman you want to throw out there. And that's not what you can do. We cannot put him under the conditions that Ryan Fitzpatrick was under last year. If we do that, then he's toast. He's toast. And he can pass the ball. It's not like he has to learn. Okay? We're talking about a kid that actually has instincts, can move around, can read defenses and all that. He's way ahead of Ryan. But if you don't give him the environment, you will kill him too. And it's over. What can I tell you? Oh, yeah, the first one has chimed in. Tommy Italian, 305 for life, chiming in with a little super chat. Thank you. Thank you. Super chat.
Excuse me a sec. What are you babbling about?
Super chat.
If he...
Super chat.
We'll all...
Super chat.
It'll be anarchy. Out of my hands.
I love it. Little Breakfast Club. Tua was the best draft choice Miami Dolphins ever made. Football is a violent game, and we need to stop bringing the injury thing up. I think Tua is going to be fine. I've seen a lot of QBs get hurt and was fine. Yeah. It's... Again, it's not a matter of his injury. Obviously, it's an issue. It's more a matter of the environment around him. And so if the environment's not ready, then why are you going to throw him in there? You're going to set him up for failure. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to set up Tua for failure. I don't want to set up Tua for unnecessary hits. You know what I mean? I want to set him up for success. And I think that's what they want to do, too. Okay? Let's see. Alex says, the MLB is starting to piss me off with everything that's going on. Greedy owners and greedy players. There's a lot to uncover there, Alex. Eventually, we'll get to that. John Rouse is in the house. Everyone's choice. Don't have to go to any sporting event if you feel like you're in danger. Wear your PPE and don't go. Our choice, unless it's mandatory. Right. That's it. Although you should wear it just for the hell of it. Always should wear it just to protect yourself and everybody else. Although I got to tell you, in a football game for 3 hours, standing there with a mask, I'd rather be on TV. I'd rather watch it on TV.
I think that's the easiest option. You could actually yell and scream.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And not be uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because our N99s, they're nice, they look great, blah, blah, blah. But honestly, man, I don't know what's the longest period you've worn yours? Have you had it on for like a half an hour, 45 minutes?
Yeah.
It gets a little...
It's hot.
Gets a little steamy.
Yeah, no doubt. Hank Goldberg's left nut says, Big O, we old geezers, I'm 59. We have health problems. We have jobs that survive lockdowns, but young people want to get out and live. How long could you lock us down when we were 20, 25, et cetera? I get it, but the thing is, you're 20, 25. So if they lock you down for a couple months, big deal, dude. You got another 25 years to party, another 30 years. You know what I mean? I find that, to be honest with you, I find that excuse to be so cheap and so useless, and it has nothing to do with what's going on. You know, if I don't go out for 2 months, that's it. My life is over. You're 22 years old. What's the big deal, bro? So you don't go out for a couple months. You got another 20, 30, 40 years to go out and party and get drunk and get laid and get high. All the hell you want, man. What's the big deal? So your summer's ruined this year. You got 5, 10, 20, 50 more summers to go. That's the part I don't understand. I get it that young people want to get out, but I'm sorry. Somebody's got to kind of like tell them, hey, yo, big picture, you're 25, you're 21, you're 18. You're going to have tons of years ahead of you to party. And when this pandemic is over, man, go party your ass off. Like the Prince song said, go party like it's 1999. I guess in this case, we have to like now say, you know, 2199 or something. I don't know. Big O, what to do with the Miami Hurricanes have to get back to being a great program? What they have to do, my man, is coach them up, develop them, get great young players in here. That's what you have to do. That's what Manny Diaz has to do. He has to prove that he can recruit, develop a great young team over and over and over again, because that's part of being a custodian of a great program, is maintaining, you know? So that's why I would tell you, yeah, that's what they got to do, and they're a long ways away from that. But I'll give Manny a lot of credit. he addressed what seems like all their problems during the offseason. So let's hope that it does end up paying off here.
I don't think that Manny could do any more than he has, right?
No, no.
He's dotted and crossed every T, right?
Yeah,
dotted
yeah.
every I.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Right.
Richard says, so maybe they should not have drafted a broken QB. Why not? They had 13 other picks. Are you not listening to me, Richard? You take a chance. You have a whole bunch of other picks, man. So it doesn't matter whether you hit or don't hit on Tua. You still should have a great draft because you have a whole bunch of other picks. So, yes, it was worth it. Oh, when it comes to Dolphins, patience is going to be the biggest challenge for us fans. If we've waited 20 years for a playoff win, we can't wait another year or two. Yeah, you're right. You're right. People do get uneasy, kind of like being locked up for a couple weeks. Alex says, Barry Jackson says the Dolphins will seriously consider starting in week one. Do you believe that? No, I don't. I think Barry writes all kinds of stuff like that all the time. That's completely off. So, I mean, it doesn't matter.
Totally not out of the norm.
Yeah, it's just that's normal, to throw those kind of things out there. And that's all. That's fine. It's not a big deal, bro. To me, it's all silliness. There's no shot. Now, could he play in the fourth quarter that they bring him in to throw a pass? Yeah, sure. That they happen to be winning that game or something really comfortably.
Watch seven offensive linemen.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe they do something like I even doubt that. Put it that way. I even doubt that. But there's no shot he starts at all. There's no shot he starts the first 4 to 5, 6 weeks of the season. Put it that way. Not first week. There's no shot he starts for weeks.
Get on the other side of the San Francisco game and then think about it maybe.
Again, man, what a lot of people, even former players, they don't put common sense into the decision. I do. They don't talk about the offense. No, just throw them out there. But how can you just throw them out there in week one? Well, no, you draft him. He's got to play. Well, what about if the offensive line's not in sync? And it's like, and they're not going to be in sync in week one. There's not even an experienced line from last year. Okay, not even the Titans minus Jack Conklin, okay, are going to be in sync in week one of the NFL season. Okay, and they are a stud line. They're not even going to be in sync in week one. How the hell do you expect the Dolphins, with all these new linemen that don't know each other, never played with each other, and all of a sudden they're going to be in sync? Yeah, throw them out there. It's the stupid-ass crap that people pull out there. And the Dolphins, remember, the Dolphins have to feed people like Barry this information because they're not going to tell you. They're not going to tell the kid, you got no shot at all. They're going to – it's like when you went to the dog race and you saw the mechanical bunny in front and you're like, oh, so that's why they're running because they're chasing the bunny, right? And you figured it out. Well, that's what – coaches always have the carrot dangling in front of the player. They're never going to tell a player you're out of it. No, they're going to tell Josh Rosen you got a shot. And you and I know Josh Rosen has no shot pretty much now at this point. They've made their decision. They saw enough in him that they said, we got to draft Tua. And they drafted Tua. So they're dead set on going to Tua. But they'll tell Rosen he's got a shot because you have to tell him he's got a shot. You have to tell Kodrea Tankersley, who's a draft pick from 3 years ago, had a couple of injuries, has not played well, probably has no shot at making this team, okay? But you have to tell him you got a great shot at making this team. And when the writers ask you, yeah, hey, Kodrea Tankersley is in the mix. He's in shape. He's looking good. He's a third-round pick. We like him a lot. And then there goes a writer writing, well, the Dolphins really like Kodrea Tankersley. Because they have to do that. They have to write it. But you can feed me the bull-ass crap. Doesn't mean I have to say it on the air. I can read it. Doesn't mean I have to believe it. Okay? What I do on this show is I read through the BS. And I tell you exactly what's going on. Exactly what they're talking about. You know, remember when a lot of the writers were like, well, how can they fire O'Shea and all that? And I was the one that told you, well, they fired O'Shea because it was probably Ryan Fitzpatrick bailing his ass out. And now when you hear some of the writers talk about the O'Shea firing and all the stuff that came out, they're like, well, you know, maybe it was Ryan Fitzpatrick bailing him out. Yeah, well, what do you think we said months ago? Same thing, like, hey, no, everybody's quit. No, they have not. They're not tanking. We read through the BS. No, they're not trying to lose. They're trying to win with young people. We read through the BS on this show. And when they tell you, and they tell the writers, okay? See, the difference is, if I was a writer, I probably would have written, well, Dolphin sources say they're open to play him in the first week, but reality is he has no business playing in the first week. That's what I would have wrote. I would have followed up with that. They've got to tell Tua, you got a shot in week one. They've got to tell the media he's got a shot in week one, because they don't want the media writing, well, Tua's been drafted and he has no shot at starting in week one. And then they start with the stupid articles like, well, the Dolphins are doing it wrong. And they're not. But they've got to feed the writers the BS. They've got to feed the fans the BS. They've got to feed the TV people the BS. The radio people the BS. Doesn't mean you have to believe the BS. Okay? And if you want to actually read through the BS, this is the only show that's going to read through the BS. Okay?
When you look at it, though, you got a new offensive coordinator. Your number two receiver, Preston Williams, only played a half a season. You don't know who your starting five offensive linemen are. Your one and two running backs that you just brought in are brand new. Like, look at how many new pieces you have. How could you even think about putting a rookie quarterback that has injury problems behind all that?
That's why.
Come on.
That's why people that cover the Dolphins just, you know, they – but again, the Dolphins have to – like I told you, they have to control the narrative. And they have to tell the writers and the media, hey, no, yeah, he's got a shot. But they know he doesn't. But they can't say that because – then that would be an even bigger story. Well, they drafted two at five, and they're not even going to give him a shot to start.
They already don't trust him.
Right. That's not going to happen. So everybody's got a shot. Jake Ruddick has got a shot. Okay? That's just the way it is. Everybody's got a shot. That's the way coaches play the game, the mental game. So that way you don't lose a player.
Because you want them to keep striving and trying.
Yeah, because the second you tell them, they're going to say, well, if I don't have a shot, then I want out of here. I want to get traded. And you know, they already dealt with disgruntled guys last year in Minka. Because obviously Minka got disgruntled right away and wasn't a believer in anything that they were doing. And so he wanted out. Okay?
And once that starts in your locker room, if you don't get rid of it like we did with Minka, it festers and spreads to the rest of the team.
Yeah.
So, then you got a real problem.
So for me, it's just this whole thing, he's got a shot to start first week. It's just, you know, mental masturbation, baby. You want to believe it, you can go ahead. One of the guys from, 3 yards carry, whatever, from Five Reasons, and he goes to me, so what happens when Flores plays him in week one? And I said to him yesterday on Twitter, I said, you name it, bro. Big money. Let's bet it. Any number you want, I will put on there that Tua does not play in week one. I didn't get a response from him on that, obviously, because he's not going to. Because, you know, it's really easy to open your mouth, right? But then when you got to back it up, you know, you could give me a smart-ass comment. But then when I come back at you and I say, all right, well, if you got cojones and you think he'll play week one, then let's go. I'll take your money. But, of course, that guy's not going to come back at me with a bet because he knows I'm going to take his money. He was just trying to play counter to something that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. That's all. Because when you look at the equation, there is no reason to start him in week one. None. None. It's incredibly irresponsible to start him in week one. Put it that way. The only way you could start him in week one is if the week of the game, both other guys and Jake Ruddick got injured. All right, not just Fitz, not just Rosen, but Ruddick slipped in the kitchen, you know, changing a light bulb with David Bowens and blew out a knee also. And, like, they have no quarterbacks and they got to start Tua. Like, that's, like, the only – and I still might go pick up, like, Brett Favre and bring him in, unretire his ass, and start him for a couple weeks here until I get Fitz back. I'm serious. There's no way you play Tua in week one. In this kind of an offseason with that team in flux, are you kidding me? Come on, man. It really is amazing to me. All right, let's talk a little Super Chat. Jesse in Minneapolis, Big O chiming in, joining the party. Don't be a jerk, gang. Wear the mask. You are right, Jesse. Wear that mask. Thank you so much, Jesse, for always supporting us, because you are as hardcore as it gets, like Tommy Italian, 305 for life. Thank you all out there for always keeping it locked here on our show. Thank you. And let's do this. Let's take a quick break because I'm already late. Oh, wait a minute. Let me give Cookie Vice a little love here.
And What's going on in there?
Super Chad.
Excuse me a sec. What are you babbling about?
Super Chad.
If he...
Super Chad.
We'll all...
Super Chad.
It'll be anarchy. Out of my hands.
And Cookie Vice, again, people, be smart. Wear the mask. Yes. Think about this, man. Wear the mask. Save lives. And how about this? Save sports in 2020. Okay? Wear a mask. Save lives. Save our sports for 2020. You don't wear a mask, you're not going to save lives, and you're going to kill sports in 2020. That's all I'm saying. Back with more.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to AccidentLawFirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to AccidentLawFirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's AccidentLawFirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.